Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. I know, another day, another dose of Stoic wisdom. But trust me on this one, folks, today's topic hits home harder than a poorly aimed dart in a pub game. We're talking about public speaking, the art of standing tall, making your voice heard, and captivating an audience without spontaneously combusting from sheer nerves. Ever felt like you'd rather wrestle a grizzly bear than address a crowd? You know that feeling when your palms start sweating just thinking about having to speak up in a meeting. Well, my friends, fear not. Today, we're turning that awkward dread into confident charisma. Because here's the thing. Public speaking isn't some mystical talent reserved for silver-tongued orators and Hollywood stars. It's a skill you can learn, hone, and master. And guess what? Stoicism has some seriously awesome tools to help you crush it. First up, preparation is your secret weapon. Ever heard the saying practice makes perfect? Well, in this case, practice breeds confidence. Know your material inside and out, rehearse until it feels like second nature, and visualize yourself delivering a killer presentation. Stoics believe in controlling what you can control, and your preparation is entirely within your grasp. Next, embrace the power of perspective. Public speaking isn't about being perfect, it's about connecting with your audience and sharing your message. Remember, people aren't expecting you to be flawless, they want to hear your authentic voice. So relax, breathe, and focus on delivering value. Remember that famous quote by Seneca, "As is our thought, so is our world." Think about your presentation as an opportunity to make a positive impact, not as a high-stakes test. Then there's the art of managing your emotions. Fear and anxiety are natural responses, but they don't have to control you. Deep breaths, mindfulness exercises, and positive self-talk can help calm those nerves. Stoics believe in accepting what we cannot change, but also taking action to manage our emotional responses. Another powerful tool is focusing on your audience. Instead of fixating on your own performance, shift your attention to connecting with the people you're speaking to. Make eye contact, use engaging language, and tailor your message to their interests. Remember, public speaking is a conversation, not a monologue. Finally, remember that every great speaker started somewhere. Embrace the learning process, celebrate small victories, and don't let setbacks discourage you. Every time you step onto that stage, you're gaining valuable experience and building your confidence. Think of it like this. Each presentation is another stepping stone on your journey to becoming a public speaking powerhouse. Let's talk about a real-world scenario, shall we? Picture this. You're at work, and your boss announces there will be a company-wide presentation about a new initiative. Your stomach sinks, you've never presented to such a large group before. But instead of letting those nerves take over, remember what we talked about today. First, you take some time to prepare your research, the topic thoroughly, craft a clear outline, and rehearse your key points until they feel comfortable. You visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. Then, you shift your focus from worrying about being perfect to connecting with your audience. Their faces become familiar, their questions spark genuine interest, and you realize this isn't just a presentation. It's an opportunity to share your knowledge and contribute to the team. Remember, folks, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's built through practice, preparation, and a positive mindset. You've got this. So, my friends, let's recap. Preparation is key. Know your material inside and out. Shift your perspective, focus on connecting with your audience, not on perfection. Manage your emotions, deep breaths, mindfulness exercises, and positive self-talk can work wonders. Engage with your audience, make eye contact, use lively language, and foster a conversation. Remember that every great speaker started somewhere. Embrace the learning process and celebrate your successes. Go out there on those presentations and let your voice be heard. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these Stoic tips on conquering public speaking fear. Leave a review, join our conversation on social media, let's keep building confidence together, one day at a time. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.